This part was very good, but yeah, that was very good. Yeah, we're skipping it, but it was very good. Yeah. Let's do it. Here's I want to get into a topic, and it's unfortunately it's already getting late because of many reasons that we kind of got into this late. But there is an important topic that is sometimes misunderstood. And so therefore, inshallah, I want to try to clarify this. And it is related to a verse in the Qur'an. This verse in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ أَمَنَّ قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This verse from Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 14, which is many times misunderstood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Bedouins say, these were a group of Bedouins that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after accepting Islam. The Bedouins say, we believe. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, you believe not, but say we have submitted in Islam. For faith has not yet entered your hearts. But if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not decrease anything in reward for your deeds. Verily Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So this verse in the Quran is talking about these Bedouins who have just recently submitted, have just recently entered into Islam, and they are coming and they're saying, we are believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. And you don't say that you are believers, but you have submitted. For iman has not yet entered into your hearts. But if you obey Allah and His Messenger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not decrease anything in reward for your deeds. These Bedouins, they were not hypocrites. Some people understand from this verse that they were hypocrites. Okay. These Bedouins were not hypocrites. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says that if you obey Allah and His Messenger, then you will not, your reward will not be decreased in any way whatsoever. So obviously, a hypocrite by definition, he has no actual real iman in his heart. So his deeds are not worth anything. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Muslims and saying to them that look, and you people and those of us who have converted to Islam, especially recently, or those of us who just grew up in a Muslim family and we have not really taken our deen seriously, we should pay attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, you don't have the right to call yourself believers. You're not at that level. You have just now submitted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah, says it in such a way, وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Some of the mufassirin point out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing them that iman is going to come to them. And it is something, inshallah, they can look forward to. And in other words, there are some heights, some realms that they may get to in Islam and in Iman. But right now, how can you call yourself a believer and you have just now submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What this implies, and there's also another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that gives a very similar meaning, is that when we say Iman, and we say believer who is a believer, or we want to be a believer and so forth, we have to realize that there is a difference between a Muslim and a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the difference. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has differentiated between the two. There is a difference between a Muslim and a mu'min. What's the difference between the two? What are we talking about here? And what we're talking about here is that there is a realm, okay? Or let's say, let's put in set theory, huh? There is a set, okay? And we can call this set Islam. Within that set, there is a smaller subset. And we can call that set Iman. There's also a further subset that we will not get into. I'll just mention it, and that's Ihsan. Don't ask me about that. I said I'm not getting into it. So, what does this mean? And what are all the ramifications for it? We don't have time to go through all the details here, so let me just give it in a very cold-hearted fashion, as you people must be accustomed to by now, right? And the outer circle of Islam and the inner circle of Iman, or the outer circle of Muslims and the inner circle of believers. For someone to be in that inner circle, for someone to be have the right to be called a believer uncategorically, and that this person is a believer, this means he is fulfilling all of the obligations of Iman. And to be in that category, to be called a believer, yani uncategorically, a believer, a mu'min, which these yani Bedouins had not yet met, it means you are fulfilling all of the obligations of Iman. So if you go to the verses in the Quran that, inshallah, if we have time at the end, to describe the believers, inshallah, I hope we get to them. It means the believer is the one who is meeting all of those qualifications. To take one example, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. يعني that not one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Not one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This statement of the Prophet ﷺ means that if anyone wants to claim, yani, to be a true believer, a complete believer, a real believer, he has to have this quality. And he has to have this quality that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. If he does not have that quality, that characteristic, then yes, he's a believer in a general sense, but he is lacking in Iman. He is a believer who is lacking in Iman. And if we want to label, of course we don't do this, but if we wanted to label people, the one who meets this characteristic and all the other characteristics, we call him a believer. The one who is within the fold of Islam, like the Bedouins, but has not reached this level, then we call him a Muslim, or we call him a believer who is lacking in Iman. Lacking in faith. He doesn't have the complete faith yet. So to be a true, complete, uncategorical believer, it means you are meeting all of the characteristics of being a believer, which inshallah we will discuss. What are the ramifications of this? What is the difference, and with respect to the hereafter, what is the difference between being in that outer circle and being in that inner circle? Well, the ramifications is that on the Day of Judgment, as we know, there's going to be three types of people. They're going to be the disbelievers, and those who rejected the truth or refused to follow the truth or denied the truth or whatever, and whatever form of kufr they have followed. These people will be in the hellfire forever. A second group of people are what we can call Muslims. they are the people who have iman, they have faith, they have yani the minimum, yani what it means to be faith, to be a believer in the general sense, or in other words, to be Muslim. What will be their fate on the Day of Judgment? And if we're just at this level of being Muslim, we are from those people who are facing the possibility of punishment in the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. And if we're just from that outer circle of being Muslims, this means yani we're not fulfilling the requirements of iman. This means we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to some extent. This means perhaps we are committing some of the grave sins. So we are facing the possibility of being punished in the hellfire in the hereafter. But because of our iman, we will be rescued from the hellfire and entered into Jannah. But we will be punished, we may be punished first in the hellfire. And I think anyone familiar with what it means to be punished in the hellfire will do whatever he can, and if he has real belief in that and real certainty that this is going to happen, and that there is such a thing as the hellfire and the Day of Judgment and so forth, real iman, he will do whatever he can to avoid it. But if he's lacking in iman, if his desires overcome his iman sometime, if doubts overcome his iman sometime, then he is in that outer level of Islam, and he may be punished in the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. If he's fulfilling the obligations of iman, then he's from that inner circle of believers, the mu'mineen, and he will enter into Jannah directly on the Day of Judgment without any punishment. And this is what these different components mean, what these different aspects. So let me, and just to be able to finish up, inshallah. And one thing before I want to give to some of the description of the believers, okay? Because maybe that will be the most beneficial aspect. But one of the points that I'd like to mention along the way is that if you go to the Quran and go to the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, you'll see that entering Jannah, entering Paradise, is always tied into being a believer. And you'll never find any verse in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins and enter paradise with the concept of Islam by itself. Either there's a general promise to the believers, or there's the promise to those who have belief and do the good deeds, which is iman, what we're talking about, iman. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani it says وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the believing men and the believing women Jannah and so forth, yani it describes Jannah. You'll never find a verse like that in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. Yani always entering Jannah is tied into this component of really having iman. So as I said, let me yani to be able to close the lecture. And the only good thing about yani starting late and having all those problems at the beginning is that inshallah there will be no time for questions after I'm done. Right. So let us go inshallah to the Quran. And we can also go to the Hadith, but yani just you know, we have limited time. So let us go to some of the verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers. And the purpose for this, again, is not yani something yani just theoretical, and we can list the characteristics of the believers and so forth. But it is an opportunity for all of us to examine ourselves, to look yani to ourselves. Do we meet these characteristics or not? And to understand that if we don't meet them, what does that mean? And to understand that if we do meet them, well, alhamdulillah, what does that mean? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in one of the places in the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying إِنَّمَا يعني means that these are the only true believers. يعني إِنَّمَا how do you say this in English? Yeah, I know how to say it in Arabic, but that doesn't help much. And this encompasses or يعني restricts the meaning or this term, يعني saying that in other words, how are you going to translate إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ And the only believers are those who do such and such. Now here we're talking about iman, we're talking about that inner circle, yani the only true believers, the only ones who are deserving to be called believers, and in an uncategorical sense, and these are the ones, inshallah, who will enter into Jannah without any punishment whatsoever in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yani the only true believers are those people who when they are yani reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their hearts shake, their hearts yani become fearful. That's the first characteristic. Yani nowadays, unfortunately, not nowadays, yani always in the history of mankind. Yani sometimes if someone is doing something wrong and you remind him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remind him of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about that wrong thing that he's doing, even sometimes the threat of punishment in the hellfire, it has no effect upon the person. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sit after the salat, we make dhikr. And we can make dhikr in our hearts, nothing. And we are the ones who are coming to the mosque and claiming to be believers, and we can make dhikr and we can be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing in our hearts. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا Yani when the signs and when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited unto them, their iman increases. Same kind of thing. Yani when we read the Quran, if you come to Al-Jum'ah and sit and watch the people read Surah Al-Kahf before Salat Al-Jum'ah, and when we do that, when we read this, yani, is there any effect on our hearts? Do we really feel like our iman is increasing as we read every verse? Our iman is getting stronger. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And they put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They put their trust in their Lord. They rely upon their Lord. And one of the aspects of relying upon their Lord is that they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them. And they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. And I hate to go back to yani that discussion that took place yesterday, but yani basically the sister was almost implying, and now I'm probably doing the same thing that she or someone did, someone did yani with respect to, I didn't mean to say that, someone did with respect to what I said, and she's arguing that no yani a sister yani has to go out and get a degree and study because maybe her husband will die in 10 or 15 years and she'll be left without a degree or anything. Yani if you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do and you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani you are not the one who provides for yourself. If you go out and get a degree, you think Now you have the ability to provide for yourself. How many unemployed PhDs are out there? And some PhDs in Boulder, where I live, they are living in the streets. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides for us. And the believer knows that, and he puts his trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, those who establish the salat, those who perform the salat in the correct manner, both outwardly and inwardly, coming to the mosque and praying in jama'ah as part of iqamat al-salat. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. And a believer has many things that he spends his money on. Some of them are obligatory upon him. He has to support himself, he has to support his family, he has to support relatives if they are in need and so forth. And beyond that, he has many things that he spends on that are not obligatory upon him. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by saying إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and now says أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Yani these are the true believers. These people, these are the true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized it twice, that these and only these are the people who are deserving to be called believers. Those who meet these characteristics, these are the ones, inshallah, who will enter Jannah without any punishment whatsoever. These are the verses, that we should take and read them and ask ourselves, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing us here? Can we honestly say to ourselves that this is a description of myself? That alhamdulillah, this is what I'm doing, this is what I feel. And we can then hope, inshallah, and look forward, inshallah, to entering into Jannah directly. This is a serious matter, this is a serious question. This is one of the most important questions that we can ask and answer about ourselves. And before we talk about priorities of da'wah and so forth, as we talked about in the lecture on assimilation and reclusiveness, Brother Riyad pointed out, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا, you have to save yourself first and your family. And this is how you save yourself, to see whether or not you are within the fold of Islam, and secondly, whether or not you are, inshallah, true believers. Well, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or other verses, well, anyway, the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun. If you read the first 11 verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun, you find many of the descriptions of the believers. I'll read one more verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. And the believing men and the believing women, they are the protectors one of another. They order what is right, and they establish what is right, and they eradicate what is evil. They establish the salat, they pay the zakat, they give the zakat, and they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. These are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on, when no one will enter Jannah except by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is this how we behave towards one another? That we are each other's awliya? we are each other's yani close friends and companions that we can rely on, that we can put yani our hopes in, that when we see something wrong and we see something yani a believer being hurt, we feel it in our hearts and we try to help our believer. And as I said, and these are just some of the verses that if we want to be from those people, inshallah, who on the Day of Judgment, they will enter Jannah without any punishment whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with them. There's no need for them to be yani cleansed with any form of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and will show mercy upon them and will give them more than what he deserves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't send anyone to the hellfire except due to justice. Yani this is what they are deserving. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters people into Jannah by His mercy. And if we think about Iman and what is Iman, and we can see that we're all and in different possible situations, we can realize that our Iman is not complete. If our Iman is not complete, that means in our heart we have some kind of nifaq, some kind of kufr. Because if the heart is not filled with Iman, then it is filled with its opposite. And you can have one heart yani, which has Iman and has kufr in it. So we can realize that about ourselves and we can accept that. And if someone might accept that and say, okay, this is my situation, and maybe I'm going to the hellfire. But I don't believe any rational person, any intelligent person, anyone with real belief, and he would accept that kind of situation for himself whatsoever. Instead, yani, he should recognize his state, his situation, and have the desire and the love and the will and the intention to change his situation. And he may never reach that goal, but he has that love in his heart for Iman, and he has that desire, and he has that intention, and he's working towards that goal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may look at him and forgive his sins and enter into Jannah, because and this is what he really wanted in his heart, and this is what he was striving for in his heart. He may have some weaknesses in this dunya and do some things which are wrong in this dunya, but yani the love in his for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for Iman in his heart is the strongest thing that he has in his heart. Well, we might look at these characteristics of the believers and find, alhamdulillah, that we meet these characteristics. In that case, we should be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us and guided us to Iman and put the love of Iman in our hearts. And this should make us even stronger in our Iman and increase our Iman even further. I think on this point, yani, I will end the lecture. There's a number of different issues yani, related to this that are very important that I yani, recommend for my brothers and sisters yani, to think about, to study. And one of them is the ways of increasing our Iman and the things that inshallah will lead us to an increase in our Iman, and the ways and the means by which our Iman may be decreased and harmed. And inshallah, if we know these and understand them and apply the first category and remain away from the second category, and inshallah we will be increasing our Iman and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with us, and having the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Well, this is I think this is something that everyone should reflect upon, that pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this should be the things that are first and foremost in our hearts. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above anything else. And if we are not yet at that level, then we should think of ourselves like those Bedouin Arabs who entered into Islam, that if we are sincere and we work towards that goal, inshallah, iman will enter into our hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us on the Day of Judgment.